The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, and she has brought the humble spud. Nothing humble about what's in front of me here now, I have to say. So do you grow your own potatoes?
I do not. I need to. It's on the list. It's on the list with peas. I've got a few little bits and bobs. But I'm
what do you want to have you growing?
Raspberries, strawberries, radishes, tomatoes, herbs, edible flowers, rhubarb, onions, garlic.
Wow, okay. You have a good bit growing there.
Decent. So I have a bit every year. Some fail, some win, you know. I'm not great.
What's
I'm not.
Thriving? What's looking healthiest?
Raspberries are looking great. Tomatoes are doing well.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have spuds growing. Okay, neither do I. How do you know if your carrots are ready to pick?
Oh, we had a few carrots last year, actually.
How do you know?
They'll start to like sprout up through the top
of the ground. Oh, you'll actually see the little orange head on them.
Yeah, you'll see.
All right, okay.
And it'll burst through the ground and then they're ready.
Okay. We've kind of digressed away from potatoes a little bit there, so we'll get back to it. Mashed, baked or roasted?
That's it.
Full stop.
You don't need anything else except for chips.
Oh, yeah, sorry, chips.
I'll
allow chips. What would, if out of the three main ways then of cooking potatoes when we were growing up, were you mashed, boiled, mashed, boiled, baked or roasted?
Roast.
Okay, yeah.
Always roast. I'm not a massive mashed potato fan unless it's done exceptionally well. Which
can
is
be done badly,
the
can't
amount
it?
Of fat to potatoes.
All right.
So, kilo spuds.
Yeah.
500 grams of fat, 250 mils of cream, 250 grams of butter.
Wow.
Sea salt, pepper. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, it's not.
That's not healthy food.
No, it's not. But it is delicious when it is.
What do you roast the potatoes in?
A bit of oil and butter.
Okay.
And a little bit of rosemary
from the garden. No, that goose fat stuff, no?
Christmas. Yeah, okay, Christmas. Or duck fat a little bit sometimes. But yeah, they don't need it. They're okay without it.
When would you say that we started properly expanding beyond the boiled, baked, roasted and... I can't remember my last one. Mash.
Like, I think over the last 20, 30 years, we've done really well. And we've very much adopted potatoes from other countries. You know, in terms of Indian cuisine, we're much more, I suppose, you know, taken by an aloo, you know, a sag aloo, where you've got like your potatoes, you've got your spinach, you've got your potatoes and your cauliflowers, your little side dishes with a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of spice. They're really lovely. In terms of French, we've very much taken on dauphinoise potatoes. The French have beautiful, actually talking of mash, aligot, which is like a whipped mashed potatoes. They almost whip it and then they put in a very special French cheese, but it's almost like a mozzarella, but it is so stringy, and they classically whip it with a whip what's the word I'm looking for? A whisk. That's the word I'm looking for. And there's this tremendous cheese pull, and it is just creamy and garlicky and cheesy if you ever get to taste it. Awesome.
All right.
Absolutely beautiful.
So what are the different types of potatoes we grow here?
Oh, very classically, we have roosters, we have Maris Piper, we have Kerr Pinks. Then we're kind of importing those little salad potatoes, the baby potatoes.
Soapy spuds.
Potatoes, go to your greengrocer. Talk to him. Talk to her. Where's my Irish potatoes coming from?
Well, the potatoes, I guess because they were... Maybe there was a hang up about them that they were kind of old fashioned and they weren't cooked in very imaginative ways, maybe for lots of us growing up. My mother would kill me for saying that. She was a great cook. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think people kind of maybe look down their nose at them. They're a very healthy food. And from a growing point of view, I know you talk to farmers, you can get a huge amount of spuds from a very small bit of land.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in terms of sustainability, that's one of the key things about them. And it's just, like, I remember my nanny used to cook potatoes, and one of the greatest joys was cooking them new season in their jackets, take them out, she'd steam them a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt, and a little splash of cream over the top. I mean, like, there's nothing better. That is heavenly food. It's beautiful. I suppose in terms of the humble Irish potato, taking it with us, moving it forward. Purple potatoes are something that are really, really interesting. So
nice.
Ballymakeny, a lot of people who are kind of foodies might be au fait with Ballymakeny potatoes. Irish company, husband and wife, and they're kind of looking back at heritage versions of potatoes.
Yeah.
They've started to do a purple potato. So I was away on holidays, was reading National Geographic. This article came up about this man in Peru, who's doing all of these hybrid potatoes and these cultivars of different types of potatoes. And he's looking, he was studied law by trade, and he's now looking at kind of farming and new ways of manufacturing, growing potatoes, but different hybrids of potatoes that are going to be drought resistant, that are going to be frost resistant. And he's really honing in on the purple potato, and he's calling it his superfood. And it's been labelled, like in National Geographic,
wow,
as this superfood, 10 times more antioxidants than in blueberries, 5 times more vitamin C than a regular potato. You can't get them at the moment, but the ordering season from Ballymakeny, and I'm sure there's other growers as well around the country, is opening up the end of July. So you can go online, you can order. Like, get yourself a bag this season.
A play purple with them. Spuds and see what happens. What do we have in front of us then?
Gorgeous dishes. So what I tried to do is look at how potatoes can be a complete meal, not just the side dish.
Okay.
So I'm going to start you with breakfast.
Right.
I've got a muffin.
Sorry, spuds for breakfast.
Spuds for breakfast. Leftover potatoes. Use up your leftover potatoes.
Okay.
So this is super, super food. So we're talking, we want protein, we want carbohydrates, we want fibre. So I've got a sweet potato and I've got regular boiled new season Irish potatoes. In a bowl, I mix them up with cottage cheese. Cottage cheese, low in fat, so high in protein. So really, really good. 250 grams of wholemeal flour, a little drop of olive oil in there, a little bit of salt, popped in some roast red peppers, a little jar of, and a couple of kind of cool little cheesy things you can get, caramelised red onion relish.
Yeah. Delicious.
That stuff is magic. It changes everything. So dolloped in a little bit of that, chopped up the potatoes, put them in, a little bit of red onion in there, tossed in a couple of my super seed mix, baked them in a muffin tin in the oven for about 22 minutes, 25 minutes, done.
Oh,
like imagine
so good.
Making a little batch of those, having that for your breakfast. We have to move away from this.
Even a little snack, that would be great.
Gorgeous. And I served it with a little bit of kimchi relish. So this is that lovely sweet tomatoey relish. But again, we're talking just, it's just, we can't do everything for our health all in one go, but these little incremental changes, like adding a little bit of kimchi at breakfast. So that kimchi relish with those, they're gorgeous. You've got your eggs in there, you've got your protein in there, you've got your carbs. It's a winner.
That's great.
Next up, I'm going to give you Bombay potatoes.
Oh, right. Okay. This is my lunch.
This is your lunch. So this is with labneh. So I want to talk to you about labneh. So again, creative ways to get protein in, to get your carbs in. So on the bottom of that, taste it on its own first, or with the potato if you want. So it's basically either Greek yogurt or plant-based yogurt. So I've used a plant-based yogurt if you want to keep the whole dish plant-based. What you do is take like a J-cloth or a muslin cloth, sit your yogurt in it, sit it like over a bowl or something so it can drain. You're draining out all of your liquid, that milky liquid that comes out of it. And what you're left with is this really thick, thick, creamy, almost like a sauce or a spread.
Yeah.
Put that on the bottom of the plate, a little bit of black sesame seeds, olive oil, sea salt. You could put a little bit of dukkha. And then what I did was, there's a supermarket that has a beautiful spice mix. Again, Green Saffron, another small Irish company. Arun has been doing amazing spice mixes for years. This is a curry spice mix. I'll put a picture on my Instagram. It is phenomenal. It's a different level of curry powder than what you normally buy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So I drenched my potatoes in that, a little bit of olive oil, roast them in the oven until they're beautiful and crispy. And then I did it with green beans, a couple of little roast cherry tomatoes, and then you sit this jammy egg on top. So to get a jammy egg, you boil it for 7 minutes and then you plunge it into cold water, peel off the shell so you get that runny yolk, or fried egg, like fried egg on top. Mwah. Absolutely delicious. Garnished with a little bit of coriander, a couple of little black sesame seeds. Like, it's gorgeous.
That's a great meal.
It's a bowl of potatoes.
Yeah. Bowl of spuds. Yeah, exactly.
But it's just bringing in that little bit of spice. Like, they're carbohydrates, right? So you want to pair them with a protein. So that's where the labneh comes in. That's where the little egg comes in. You could toss through a couple of little chickpeas through there as well. And they're just, I think that's the thing. We've almost been put off by potatoes because it's like, oh, high GI food. It's a carbohydrate food. Balance them out. But like, you know, if we're talking cost of living, eating better, don't go to those highly processed foods.
Yeah.
Go back to something that's really natural and just be clever with it.
So what am I having for the tea?
For your tea, potato salad is one of the greatest joys in life.
Yeah.
But when it's done wrong and bad, can you ever go to barbecue and get a bad potato salad? Oh, it's awful stuff, Kieran. Awful stuff. It's terrible. Good potato salad.
But this is fancy looking potato salad now.
It is fancy.
Yeah.
I actually should have took a picture of that before you ate it, but it is delicious.
Mm.
Good.
That's lovely.
So, let me tell you. Potatoes.
Yes.
Irish, new season, boiled, peeled, leftover, cold potatoes. Chop them up. Again, this is a little supermarket product. I will put a picture on my Instagram of it. It is a gherkin relish.
Yeah.
Gherkins. Potatoes, amazing combination. I mixed it with creme fraiche. So creme fraiche, gherkin relish, red onion, a little bit of hard-boiled egg, Mm-hmm. Dill and potatoes. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's such a winner.
What gives it that kind of colour? Is that the gherkin relish?
That's the gherkin relish.
Oh,
it gives
I see.
It that yellow colour.
Yeah.
So you've got that little bit of colour through there. Mm. And then just toss through a little bit of rocket. It is next level potato salad.
That is absolutely delicious. I've had potatoes now for my three main meals.
There you go.
Breakfast, dinner and tea.
But they're just really creative ways to do potatoes. And that combination, like I said, of the little bit of sweetness from the gherkin, the little bit of creaminess from the creme fraiche. And like I said, dill is something. Dill, mint, chives. For the summer, they're your little herbs you want to be pairing with your potatoes. Add your little bit of protein in there and they're a winner.
Listen, great recommendations. As always, Aisling will have them up on her social channels. What did you say we're going to put up as well? The dressing.
The curry. I'm going to show you the curry powder, because it's a little winner. And I'll also show you that relish. I'll pop those up on my Instagram along with all of those recipes.
At Aisling Larkin. You will find her there and find all the information. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.